Well, hello. I'm actually outside, where am I? Nottingham University.
Yes.
Right now. I'm talking to a group of people called Comedy Sports. Now, these people are a pretty original group. I've not really come across these before. I didn't even know these people existed before I got into comedy. And they're doing a pretty unique thing called improvisation. Well, everybody knows what improvisation is, but I'm amazed it's going and it's like very alive today and still touring around the UK. Now, ahead of this people, ahead of this little group of people, is a person called Bron. Now, Bron, hello.
Hello.
Right, to start with, what's Comedy Sports?
Well, Comedy Sports is, as you said, it's improvisation. Our spin on it is twofold. It's family-friendly and it's competitive. So there's two teams competing against each other. The audience provides suggestions and the audience decides who wins.
Cool. And how long have you been doing this?
We started in 2001, so we're in our 10th year right now. And I've been doing it since then. And it's pretty much takes over your life. It becomes a way of life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, as I said, this is a group activity, so we've got quite a few people here. So who we got?
I'm Chris.
I'm Lynn.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Rob.
Now, I've known these people for quite a while. Now, I joined the Comedy Sports training course that they did, which is where I've got to know quite a few of these people from. Presumably that's where you all sort of like started this from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We met in a group.
Now, I did the one course, and you lot obviously carried on. What made you carry on?
I was asked. Basically, the course is split into two. We've got the foundation course for beginners to improv, and then we've got the intermediate course for people that just want to take it a little bit further. And I decided to take it a bit further. I did the intermediate course, which was great fun. You just learn a little bit more about the technicalities of improv and how you create more of a scene and just more about it, really. And I just really, really enjoyed it. And I got a very nice email asking me to come along and join the troupe. So I said, yes, please.
Okay.
I did.
Now, improv, that's a very specialised type of comedy. So what makes you interested in doing improv rather than just sort of general stand-up? Or do you do both?
Funnily enough, I started doing stand-up, which I enjoyed, but it can feel quite restrictive and you can send yourself a bit crackers, I think, doing the sort of same thing all the time. And it's very lonely doing stand-up as well. I thought the nice thing about improv is it's constantly fresh because you are making it up off the cuff. And the lovely thing is that if you're sort of having an off night or you feel a bit down or whatever, there's a big group of you, so you kind of pick each other up, I think. And it's that kind of social aspect of it that I really enjoyed.
Okay. Now, the thing that I think most people would worry about with improv is just drying. So what do you do when you just dry? Do you actually get onto stage and just go, I've got nothing?
No, because you're working with...